If you have your Bibles, please turn to Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Listen now to the word of God. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'll pray before we go into our message. God, we need spiritual ears to hear. We need our hearts to be open. Lord, we want to be like fertile soil. So as the word of God comes to us, as the seed is planted, Lord, we ask that you would allow it to take root inside of our hearts, that as you nourish us, as you help us to grow, as you help us mature, Lord, that we would not stray to the left or to the right, but Lord, we would stay straight on the path of righteousness, that we would follow the words that you give to us. Lord, help us to not be so stubborn or stuck in our ways, that we do not allow the word of God to change us. Help us to not grip so tightly onto things that you've given to us, thinking that it's ours, that we're not willing to offer things to you. Lord, we are going to be the way that we are, and you know us, and you know the faults of our hearts. You know our shortcomings. You know our human tendencies. Lord, but still, you love us. Still, you walk alongside of us. And Lord, still, you desire that we be your people, that we be your children. So Lord, would you instruct us today on how we can do that a little bit better, be a little bit closer to you, be a little bit more like your son. Lord, we want to take the lesson and we want to live it out in our lives. So Lord, give us the strength, give us the conviction, give us the courage to live life a little bit differently from this world. Lord, we thank you, God, and all this in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. I noticed something about myself when I was a young child, and when my parents were trying to teach me about offering. And I noticed it very quickly. And what I realized about it was when my parents gave me the money and they just said, "Here, do offering," I did it very gladly. I was very joyful. I was like, "Oh, yes, God deserves this offering," and I would give it. But when it had to come out of my own pocket, birthday money, or, you know, on Christmas when I would receive some money from my family, and then my parents would remind me, "Hey, 10% of that goes to God," I realized during those moments that it was very painful to take a $10 bill out of $100 and go, "Here, God, this is for you." And I realized that it was a very difficult thing that I had to do. But as I got older, that started to shift a little bit. What I realized is when I had more, it was easier to give. And so when I would get $100 for my birthday, I was like, you know, I have $100. So I can give God 10. It was harder when I had like 20 and I had to give God 5 or something like that. And I was like, man, this is getting harder and harder to release some things to God. And I thought to myself, why is that? You know, what is it about humans? What is it about me? Hopefully you do not have this problem, but maybe you do. Maybe it's difficult for you to give certain things to God. Maybe there are things that you guard. Maybe there are things that you hold very dear, that you see as very precious to your life, that you're not willing to give. That's why today's message is titled, "All That We Have to Live On." I thought about this week. I was thinking about what I would do if I won $1 million. The reason I thought about this is because my friends were talking, they're talking about like investing in cryptocurrency. I don't know if you follow that or if you're into that or if you kind of know what happened like kind of in the middle to late of last year. And there was like a really big buzz about Bitcoin and all this stuff, and people were selling their houses to invest into Bitcoin. And those people don't have houses anymore. But, you know, there are things that people want to do because they have, so they want more. And part of the discussion was, oh, we have a friend of my friend, who put a lot of money into Bitcoin very early on. And he's now living very comfortably. He's retired at the age of like 32, and he has a few million dollars in the bank. And I guess among my friends in our group text, we were just discussing, what would we do with that money? What would you do if you just suddenly became a millionaire? And I was like thinking of all these things. I was like, yeah, you know, this is what I would do. This is what I would do. I thought about very specific things. I was like, you know, if I had tens of millions of dollars, I would buy this church, you know, First Haegwang Church. Like this problem that we're having with church space, I would buy this church. And I was like, you know, and I would buy a church van for the church too, mainly so I could use it, but I would buy a church van for this church. And, you know, I was like thinking about all these things, and, you know, probably because we are going to Honduras soon, I was like, you know, and I would really want to put a lot of money into the village in Honduras that we're visiting. And I was like thinking of all these things that I would do. And it occurred to me, it's like, man, I would do all these things, all these hypotheticals, because I had so much. You know, when you have so much and you have enough that enough will be left over, it's very easy to think about giving those things. It's very easy to release those things. And in some way, that's why a lot of times we want more. We want more because it makes it easier to give and to help and to live a better Christian life. Maybe that's where a little bit of our greed comes from. I find myself thinking about those things from time to time. I'm like, man, you know, I should really try to get richer so that I could use that money to give and to help out the poor. And whenever I think like that, I realize, but what about now? What about with what you do have? What about with what God has given you? What are you doing with the things that God has given you right now? It's a question that really challenged me this week. You know, I don't have much in terms of this world. But what if God asked me, the little that you have, the things that you have to live on, the things that you count on, are you willing, are you able to give that up to me? Do you trust me enough to release those things? In the story that we read about today, when Jesus is watching the offering, in some ways, it's a very interesting story. He kind of sets himself opposite of where the offerings are going in. And, you know, I've heard this in some of my classes, and some of my professors have taught me this, but, you know, they used to make it so that you could kind of hear the offering going in, so that when a rich person came and they put in their coins or they put in their money, everyone would turn and go, oh, who is that that's putting in that great offering? And oftentimes they would get praised. A lot of people would look and say, look how much they're doing. Wow, they're giving such a great amount. And potentially, you know, that's what the disciples were also used to. And this person that walks in, many rich people, they were throwing in, you know, they were not just placing it, they were throwing in their offerings so that many other people could hear it. So maybe potentially across the room you could see, oh, what a great offering that is. It's like a little bit embarrassing to say, but I had like a moment and it's like etched in my memory. It's kind of like burned into my mind. But there was like a week where I was doing offering, and I don't know why I did this. I think it's just like the human condition. But I was putting in like a very substantial offering. I don't know, like God led my heart to put in a very substantial offering. It was like at my old church when I was just a member, and they were doing like a building drive. They were like, oh, you know, we need to like expand the building. We need to do renovations. So they were like taking special offering for it. And so, you know, I wanted to put in like a, I don't know, I just felt like, oh, I want to put in a good offering for this. I really felt like God was leading me to it. But of course, like, you know, being the imperfect person that I am, being the sinner that I am, I was like, man, but this is kind of awesome. Like, what I'm doing is kind of awesome. And so, like, you know, like when I was like putting in the offering, I kind of like took a little bit longer and I spread out the bills a little bit so people could see it. People were like, whoa, holy. They're like, is that your offering? And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's nothing, you know. I just really felt led by God to put in this offering. And I put in a substantial offering. And then it was kind of like a buzz in like the group that I was in. They were like, oh, yo, did you see the offering that he put in today? Oh, my God. And it made me feel really good. And I thought to myself, man, I remember this because that's so embarrassing. You know, that's so not what an offering is. You know, but potentially a lot of these people, that's what they were doing. The rich people were coming in, and out of their wealth, out of their abundance, and potentially out of their stature, out of what is expected of them, and because of the reception and the response that they were getting, they were throwing in large amounts. And of course, if you think about it in worldly standards, that helps more. That is very helpful. You need that in church. You need that for the kingdom of God, the work of the kingdom of God to be done. You need people that are willing to give. And yet Jesus' eyes, he turns to a widow, a poor widow. As she comes in, and she doesn't throw in her two coins. You know, this is nothing to brag about. This is nothing for people to look at and to go, wow, what an amazing thing she did. So the Bible says that she placed it. She just put in her offering. Two very small coins worth only a fraction of a penny. And that's the thing that Jesus saw. And he said, you know, a lot of these people, they're giving because they have. A lot of these people, they're giving out of their abundance. They're giving out of their wealth. But her, she gave out of her poverty. She gave when she doesn't have. And she put in everything, all that she had to live on. I find myself doing this also when I pray, when I do confessional prayer, or when I confess my sins, especially, and it's like weird because I do this even in my personal prayer time with God. And sometimes like I'm like confessing my sins and I'll kind of do like the, not the terrible one. I'll like confess the other sins, the kind of ones that like I'm not that embarrassed about. And I'll like confess those things, but like the deepest ones, like the darkest ones, even I feel like a little bit of shame bringing those out. So I'll give him like the next best thing. Instead of like the thing that God I know is centering into and saying, confess that sin, you know, lay that down before me. I kind of go like, well, I'll confess a sin. I'll confess a few sins. You see, we do that sometimes with our lives as well. We do that with our resources as well. We do that with the things that God has given to us. We'll give him the things that don't really hurt, the things that don't really cost that much to us. So if you have a lot of money, and God says, if you have a lot of money, but you don't have a lot of time, and God says, give me your time. More often than not, our tendency will be to say, God, take my money. You know, take money. I know that you need it. I know that the kingdom of God needs it. Take my money. So we'll give him the next best thing, away from the thing that God is asking us to give. But what are the things in your life that you stake your life upon? If you were asked a question, what are the things when someone asks you, what are all the things that you have to live on? What is your everything? You know, for some people, that's their family. You know, it's their family time. You know, God, you can take my money, but you can't touch my family time. Or there's some people who, God, take my family time, but don't touch my money. And don't touch my dreams. Don't touch my ambition. You know, there are certain things that we withhold. And when we have abundance in one area, we'll say, God, what about this? How about I trade you this for the thing that you're asking of me, the thing that you require of me, the thing that is my everything? And though I say I give you my life, though I say I give you my all, I'll give you the alternative. I'll give you something else. What about this as an exchange? What about this as a trade? And in some ways, we leave that offering. We leave that day feeling good about ourselves. At least I gave you something. At least I gave something. But today I want you to consider, what are your two small coins? The things that you would need to live. The things that you hold on to so dearly. I think this is something that God has kind of placed in my heart these days, especially as our English service and this worship service has started. And it was like really to be very practical, to be very clear, to be very almost to the basics and the foundations. And so instead of just preaching a message, one of the things that I've been kind of pushed to, or one of the things that I've been writing into my sermons, is for people to really think about concrete things, to think about real things. Don't just leave it in hypotheticals. And so there was a sermon a few weeks ago where I asked you, you know, what does it mean to wash the feet of others in your life? You know, I hope that you thought of specific things, that you thought of actual things in your life, and that you've been putting that into practice. If you haven't, my encouragement is to do so, to not just hear the message and go, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's a good message. Yeah, that made me, you know, yeah, it made me think about things a little bit. No, you should think about concrete things. What does it mean to wash the feet of the people around you in your context, in your neighborhoods, in your jobs, in your families, right now, specific things? In the same way, as we approach this story, to think about what are those two coins that would hurt to put into that offering basket? What is it that would really, you know, it would bring us to the point of where we have to trust you, God. We have to let go of this now, and I have to trust you with this. You know, what are those things in your life? You know, ask the Spirit of God to reveal that to you if you don't know that already. If things are popping into your mind right now, that's probably what God is asking you for. You know, give that up to me. Give that up to me. Trust me with your life. When we have a lot, when we have abundance, if I suddenly became a millionaire, you know, there's so many things that I think that I would do for God. So many things that I could do for God out of my abundance. But what about now in your life? There is something. There is always something. You always have two coins that you are holding on to that you can release and give to God. And it's when you do that, that his eyes are turned towards you, that he sees you, that he notices you. And in some ways that he feels that connection and he feels that gratitude, even towards us. Who is God that he would feel gratitude towards us? But when we're willing to give the things that really cause us, you know, it feels like a sacrifice. It feels painful to give that up. And I really believe that that's what God takes as worship. That's what he takes, and he says, this is acceptable. This is pleasing in my sight. My hope and my encouragement this week is to think about that, what that is in your life. I can't tell you what that is. You know, for some of like our youth group kids, I can tell them what that is. But for, you know, for you guys, it's not easy for me to figure out what is it that you're not willing to give to God. What is it that you're not releasing to God? As you find out those things, as the Spirit of God reveals that to you, either all at once or slowly through the week, slowly through the years, my hope and prayer is as this widow did, that you would be able to release it, to give it to God, and to offer something that is pleasing and acceptable in his sight. Let us pray. All that we have to live on, God, the things that are so precious to us that it hurts to even think about giving it up. The things that we hold on to, that we stake our identity upon. Some of the dreams and ambitions that we have, some of our goals. For some of us, it's our resources. For some of us, it's our time. For some of us, it's our hearts. God, help us to be faithful enough. Help us to trust you enough to not grip so tightly onto those things. And whatever it is, would you make it clear? Would you make it specific in the lives of everyone that's gathered here today? And as it becomes clear to us, give us the courage, give us the conviction. Holy Spirit, strengthen our hearts, so that we would be able to offer it up to you, that we would be able to release it. God, we thank you. You are the owner and author of our lives. And though we know this, and though we say it with our mouths, sometimes it's hard to put it into practice. Sometimes it's hard to trust you with it. But Lord, we want to have the heart of this widow. And we want to give you an offering that means something to you. So Lord, whatever it is, as we release it, Lord, may you be pleased. May you accept it. And may it make a difference in the kingdom of God. We thank you, God, and all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. All together.